plagued a potential nugget.
Avnish, thanks for your time. Excited to be talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Deepak.
So Avnish, again, this conversation is about your journey through the various avatars you held. So maybe a good place to pick up the plot is rewinding the clock, rather, when you graduated from Harvard Business School in 98, you joined Goldman Sachs. I noticed that you've done your summer internship at McKinsey, which is where I spent a little bit of time in the US. So I'm always curious, in a lot of ways in B-School, both Goldman Sachs and McKinsey go after a similar pool of people at some level in terms of the high achievers. So how did you think about consulting versus banking at that juncture?
So I would say, and we'll come to the Bazi story later, if you look at my history, I was checking almost all the boxes, right? Mm-hmm. Went to Delhi Public School, went to IIT, wanted to go to Stanford or Berkeley, didn't get in. So went to Wisconsin, went and worked at Apple. So I'm a brand collector and degree collector, right? Then I went to Harvard. So McKinsey and Goldman had to be, the boxes had to be checked. Once I interned at McKinsey, and I, by the way, at Matrix, we have a bunch of people from McKinsey, as you know. I think it's a great institution and it brings a lot of training and learning that others don't. But I realized very quickly it wasn't for me. Mm-hmm. I would have gone to McKinsey if I couldn't get into Goldman. And by the way, there's another side of maybe the personality. It's almost unheard of to get into a Goldman Sachs with no background in finance. So for me, that was a challenge. Mm-hmm. The most sought after office in Goldman at the time was the high-tech group in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That was the most sought after. So I had to go after that. That is just how I'm built. Also, when I was at McKinsey, I realized that strategy pushed me into structuring common sense better. Mm-hmm. Goldman, I had no clue what I would learn because I felt that it was a technical subject of which I knew nothing. Mm-hmm. So for me, that also became a reason to go after that. And the money was going to be better. Mm. So it's nothing more profound than that.
But with the wisdom of hindsight, would you have done it any differently if you went back to that decision point?
No, I wouldn't have started Bazi without having been at Goldman because I was part on the of the team that took eBay public. Hmm. That's how I understood that. If you ask me until then, I had not understood the power of the internet as a geography leveling medium. Hmm. I had understood internet as a distribution channel. Mm-hmm. Yahoo was there with news, you know, obviously with search. So it was a content search engine. Correct. Netscape was there. I was in that era. I was in that era, right? The fact that eBay woke me up to the fact that people across geographies can actually transact on this medium. That to me was a blinding insight. Mm-hmm. And that actually, at that moment, frankly, it came to me that some of these models are going to be far bigger than the content push models, the ones that connect either people or geographies. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't have learned any of that if I wasn't at Goldman. A, B, I would say, there is an element of an edge that the Wall Street banks have, which I would say the consulting firms are, and I don't know how best to put it, but a notch lower in it. Maybe it's the aggression. Mm-hmm. It is the Wall Street culture. The fact that my lifestyle would matter, you know, absolutely would be at the bottom of the priorities for any of the people at Goldman. And even if they knew something could be done on Tuesday, they'll give it to me on Friday evening because that's the rite of passage. I actually really, really learned a lot from them. Mm-hmm. I think it brought us, it kind of was the cherry on top of the HBS education, which I think made me a lot more confident. Also, very early, this happens at McKinsey also. I was advising Disney, or Goldman was advising on the Disney-Infoseek merger. And there was this moment where I was with Michael Eisner, Tom Staggs is CFO, the partner on the deal, and me. Four people having a private dinner in one of the fancy restaurants in New York. I mean, a lot of those things give you a lot more confidence. Hmm. And looking at those people and saying, you know what, they are great, but you know, it's not like I can't ever imagine myself being that.
It sort of puts you on the same playing field almost.
The only thing I would add to what Avnish said here is that sometimes I see people in campus looking at banking as one big bucket. But within that, the M&A career is so different from a markets career in terms of skills required to succeed, in terms of hours that you keep, and in terms of the strengths that it leverages. So just reflecting on what each of these paths mean and talking to a few people who walked down that path would be helpful before you take the plunge. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential or subscribe in iTunes.